At the recent Free Trade Area of the Americas protests in Miami, protesters had their own volunteer-run legal team. After working with the team for about a week, our tired correspondent Amory Starr filed the following report late Wednesday night.
This is Amory Starr reporting for KRFC from Miami, Florida. A great diversity of people attempted to protest the FTA in Miami last week. The policing of Miami was called a model for homeland security, and we got to see exactly what that looks like this week. Homeland security apparently means the wholesale repression of activists. This repression was not limited to people who fit a stereotype activist profile. It was not limited to people believed to be associated with particular activities. The presumption was, on the part of the police, that if you were in the street or on the sidewalk in the downtown area of Miami, you were an activist and therefore a criminal. It included medics, media, uniformed union marshals, legal observers, clearly marked. It included elderly retirees attending a permitted march. It included people photographing police conduct. It extended to activist spaces, including media and medical spaces, and those using them. These spaces were surveilled and harassed constantly throughout the week. On Thursday afternoon, everyone who was in the streets downtown were driven for 30 blocks, and people were actually fleeing through the streets. During this, what was called a sweep, elderly people, union members, youth, all kinds of people were beaten to the ground, arrested, and brutalized with a whole variety of supposedly non-lethal weapons. These non-lethal weapons, according to the medics, resulted in dozens of very serious injuries. The use of rubber bullets and other supposedly non-lethal projectiles resulted in 5 very serious head wounds and an additional 2 hospitalizations, one involving brain damage and the second will require surgery on to the person's head. This attitude toward activists included Unitarians, 15 of whom were prevented from attending an educational workshop by 50 riot police. They were prevented, the event was canceled, and they were prevented from entering this Methodist church where it was happening. AFL-CIO, these buses were blocked and prevented from arriving in Miami. Once they did arrive, they were prevented from getting close enough to the event to facilitate the retirees getting easily to the event, and they had to walk many blocks. And some of the retirees were actually arrested attempting to get back to their buses. The permitted AFL-CIO event and other permitted events were blocked from occurring as had been negotiated. Homeland security also means that activists, having been criminalized, are then terrorized and hunted. The word hunt can actually be documented very easily. It's not an exaggerated term to use. The hunting was pre-planned, it was systematic, it was vindictive. In addition to the use of supposedly non-lethal weapons on, you know, large groups of demonstrators, with the pretext that violence had occurred, but with no evidence of any kind of violence actually being documented or presented by the police or the media. There were also about 282 arrests. What's important to understand about these arrests is that they were particularly brutal and terrifying arrests. People were seen being beaten to the ground repeatedly all over town. There have been 10 actually confirmed, documented, signed, detailed reports of beatings of arrestees. We have 7 signed reports of detainees being held at gunpoint by police. And then once people were in custody, the terrorization of activists continued. There are 4 documented, signed, detailed reports of sexual assaults in custody, 1 signed report of a physical assault on a pretrial detainee in jail. People with misdemeanors like unlawful assembly and failure to disperse were strip searched. A number of these strip searches were performed by or in front of the opposite gender, which is seen by many people as another form of sexual assault. People were denied use of the bathroom for 7 or 8 hours. People were denied food for up to 16 hours. People were kept in handcuffs with their hands actually purple for 13 hours. There was also denial of access to counsel, denial of use of the phone, denial of calling public defenders from jail. It's been a sad and frightening week here in Miami. This is Amory Starr for KRFC.